Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're live. We're here. Bang & Bears Podcast 118, I believe. Yeah, that sounds right. 118.
We're going to go with that.
We're going to drink some beers from Tommyknockers. Not the local band, Tommyknockers.
This is a local band,
there. Yeah, yeah. Al Mushron. Tori was part of it. Tori was helping out with the Tommyknockers. I think she's still a member. I don't know. I don't know the whole thing with Tommyknockers. But Tommyknockers is actually a cryptid as well. It's like a Americanized version of a leprechaun, I think. I was going to do the history of it.
I never read the book, but the movie sucked.
Yeah, the movie's not great.
One of those Stephen King hit or misses.
But it is technically a cryptid, so I was like, oh man, that's a cool beer. Didn't know that we actually get some of this beer in our area, which is crazy to think about, because when you walk into their tap room, it's literally like a normal-sized tap room, and all their tanks are all there, and they only have one location in Colorado, and get distribution all the way to Pennsylvania, which is kind of cool.
Is that actually a Tommyknocker on the cans?
Yes, that is the Tommyknocker. He just looks like a leprechaun miner.
I was just going to say, he looks like a cool miner.
Yeah, ma'am. Turn you up a little bit here, Bob. Give me a little check.
1-2, 1-2.
There he is. We got you in the game now, Bob. All right. Before we get too far into it, I want to thank our sponsors. First off, we want to thank Abaddon Tattoo Studio, a unique professional experience nestled in the small town of Pine Grove, Pennsylvania. They provide high-quality tattoos and piercings in a relaxed, professional, and sterile environment. You can check out the links below and book some appointments. If you guys are in the chat and you're talking to us and you're hanging out, maybe I have gift cards to give away. I just really don't know how to do it. And every time I try to post a giveaway, I don't really get much reception. So I'm just going to start doing it live. Like, if people start commenting and chatting, like, oh cool, we'll give you like a trivia question or something, or just being like, thank you for supporting, here's a gift card. But we have a lot of local gift cards, so if you're local, you can have a chance to win that while we do the show. If you're hanging out with us on a Sunday, tell us what you're drinking, what you're into. If you've had Tommyknocker beers, probably gonna talk a little bit about my vacation, some of the different breweries I went to, and we'll talk about what you guys been doing off for 2 weeks. The Patreon episode also just went live, Patreon episode number 2. So it is on Facebook and the audio platforms. You can go listen to it after. So what we're gonna do is, this week will be our episode, next week Patreon live, Patreon live, and then we do a Patreon every time we record. So it'll always just be 2 episodes a week for you guys. So the week that we're off, now we're gonna have content for you. If you want to join the Patreon, it is $1 for a shout out, $5 for a shout out, and to see the episode early. So if you want to see it right away, because after we record it, we post it, so you can see it the same day. But that is available for you guys for the Patreon. But it does go after a little bit, it will become public for everybody about a week or two after. But we want to thank Tommy B, the Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Brad Zalonis, Hireth in Other Words Podcast, Jay, and Austin Blackwell for their Patreons. You guys are fantastic. You keep us going. And let's crack the first beer here. Start, get a pour, and then we'll bullshit a little bit. Sound good?
Cool.
All right. So the first one we got here is the Tommyknocker Tundra Tundra Berry. Sorry, I almost said Tundra Tea Berry. I added something that wasn't there. I only had a little sip of this. Austin had this in his flight, and I was happy with it. It's weird to have normal size cans, I guess. So, if you want to pull that up,
got it.
Go ahead and give it a read.
Tundra Berry Ale from the Tommyknocker Brewery. It's a fruit beer listed at 4.7 ABV. It has been checked in 4,557 times. I have 6 friend check-ins. I'm pretty sure I know who 3 of them are. This summer seasonal is a light ale brewed with all natural fruit, including raspberry, blueberry, grape, and cherry. The flavor profile is fruity, sweet, light, tart, and sour.
Oh, this is I'm typing in tea berry now. Tundra.
The gig run of Heisler's.
That's my favorite, is a tea berry malt when I go out.
Oh yeah, tea berry milkshake. And
it kind of reminds me a little bit of a tea berry.
Yeah,
it honestly does. I think that's why I kept like calling it that, but it does remind me a lot of it. Yeah, this brewery was really cool. They have a lot of beers on tap. The cool thing about where this brewery is located is the main street of their town, they literally block off all of the traffic. You can only go down alleys, like, but the main streets are completely blocked off, and they built all these like pioneer coal miner tents looking things. That's with cool. Like the barrel tables and stuff like that. So it kind of fits the aesthetic and the theme. And this whole small town literally shut down their entire main street because there's this place, there's a cider across the street, and then a few other breweries down the street as well. We missed the one brewery by like 5 minutes. They closed at 8 o'clock, but the entire town shut down everything for all of their restaurants and breweries to kind of sit outside and enjoy the food.
That's cool.
The food here was really, really good. I don't remember what I ate, but I just remember I really, really enjoyed it. I believe it was something with coleslaw, and I don't like coleslaw, but I still ate it on the sandwich because that's how it's served, and I tried it, and I really enjoyed it. But the food was great. Really cool brewery. Everyone was super nice. Got some merch there. I believe I got a hat and stuff like that. But overall, great experience here. First brewery that we went to in... What is this? I don't even know where we are here. Is this
Colorado?
Colorado, yeah, Colorado. This is one of our day of one of two in Colorado. But what do you think?
I like it. It's not bad. It doesn't blow me away, and I don't love fruit beers, but it's nice.
Yeah,
easy drinker.
I will say that's going to be the overall theme. Nothing's going to really blow you away, except maybe one. I think it's going to be really, really surprising, especially when I tell you how it's made. But they're all solid. I think they're solid beers. Like nothing like over the top, extravagant, but I think everything they try to hit, they nail it.
Yeah, it's a super solid fruit beer. Like I get all the notes. I mean, the berry is a little pronounced, which I just don't love berry flavors.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a solid fruit beer.
Yeah, I
would drink 30,000 of these over one Yuengling mango.
I had so many different mango style beers, and that's the only thing we compared it to the whole time we were there. Like, how would this be compared to the mango? Like I said, it doesn't blow me away, but I think of what it's trying to hit and being off. Like it's fruity, but it's not like so sweet you can't have a bunch of them. Like I can drink multiple cans of this, I feel, and this is something I can go back to. And if I see it on the shelves, I would buy a case of this.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm looking at it. And I'm like, man, maybe I went a little too high on my review, but I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to stick with the 425. I really liked it. Yeah, 425. I really like this beer. And I was trying very hard the entire trip to protect the four, but a few places just didn't do that. I went over the four mark, but I'm gonna go 4.25 on this.
I went 3.5. I don't think it's anything special or anything, but it's nice. It's not terrible. The fruits are nice there, and it's easy drinker.
I also went 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah,
I gave it a 3.8.
Flexing that premium on us.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with this at all.
No.
But,
again, there's nothing that makes it spectacular either, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I could drink this all day too.
Yeah.
The fruits are all good. It's just enough sour to let you know that it's there without going overboard. No complaints.
Yeah. Overall, have anyone ever been to Colorado?
No.
No.
All right. So one of the crazy things with Colorado is it was 70 degrees, 70, 75 degrees on like the main road. And just off to the side of the road, like on this highway, is like a skiing resort. And there's no snow making machines.
Mm-hmm.
It's snow on the mountains. Like you get out of your car
because you're like 14,000 feet. Yeah.
But it's 75 degrees. You're in shorts. It's hot, and you can make a snowball on the side of the road. It's so I couldn't wrap my head around it.
I have a buddy that lives there, and he'll be like, "Yeah, it's like 75 degrees today, but I'm getting 18 inches of snow tonight."
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Cool. And then they just wake up the next morning and they get in their shorts and swim and their tank tops, and they walk to a ski resort, put a ski clothes on, and go ski all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's so weird. The other cool thing is, like, when you're driving, you see just like the mountains, all the trees. Like when you're in Colorado and you're leaving there to go into Utah, it just goes from trees to just rock. But you see like where all of the avalanche is coming down, and all the trees are just snapped and broken down and all over the place. It was really, really cool to just to kind of see the drastic change from like mountaintops, like just going from snow and tree to just dirt rock. It was wild. All right, here's our next one. The Tommyknocker Alpine Glacier Pilsner Lager.
Ooh, I'm excited about that.
I'm going to switch up the glass here. So what did you guys do on your weeks off? Anything interesting on your Bob and Rosa?
Yeah, road tripping with Rosa.
Road tripping with Rosa.
We did one. We went to a brewery in Rahway, New Jersey called Wet Ticket.
Okay.
And we went to a brewery in Staten Island called Killsboro.
Okay.
I had a good time at both places. I'd been to Wet Ticket once before. They do a summer watermelon wheat beer every year, and something stupid comes up, and I never get to make it before they sell out. So that's the whole reason behind the trip this year was to get some of the watermelon wheat.
And you snagged a T-shirt. You're wearing the T-shirt tonight. Yep. And you also brought a can of it for us to try for the Patreon.
Nice. So,
yeah, pretty excited for that.
I won't ask you how it was then, since...
you guys do anything?
I made hot bologna.
Homemade hot bologna is so good.
How hot do you make it?
It depends. I don't think it's super hot, but I mean,
I usually go overboard, but it's always fantastic.
I'll make some for the next show if you want.
All right, yeah, we'll give it a shot. I usually don't like hot things, but I really like Miller's hot bologna because it's like hot, but still it's like
doing it homemade though. It's so good. And it's so simple.
I used to love Miller's, but after getting in with a lot of people that make their own, like when I go back to it anymore, I just like it. It's a vinegar stick.
Yep.
Yeah. I think the vinegar for me evens out the hotness, and that's why I can eat a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Miller's is expensive.
It's so easy to make, though.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
I'll just try it maybe.
It's literally like usually like crushed red pepper and fucking vinegar.
And that's it.
That's basically it.
Pretty much, like if everyone has their own little
their boiler recipe.
Yeah,
they have a little sidebar.
Yeah, interesting. I do like chopped garlic, and the crushed red pepper, and then some extra cayenne and stuff.
It is crazy if you're listening to this podcast and you're not from the area, you're like, well, what do you like? You make your own hot bologna, like hop. We have hot bologna, and then we have a drink called boiler, which we have showcased on the show, where it's like a toddy.
Yeah, it's basically it's. Coal Region hot toddy.
Yeah, which is, it's delicious. But all right, let's get to this Alpine Glacier lager. I had it pilled up here. I just kind of blew by it, but I have it here. Crisp, clean, and refreshing. Brewed with Chinook, Sazak? Saz hops. I'm dumb today. 5.1 ABV, 3,384 check-ins, average of 3.24. Real quick, too, Tobinocker Brewing Company out of Idaho Springs, Colorado. They average a 3.52, and they have 108 beers they have made so far. So that's pretty cool. Looking at some collaborations, nothing I'm familiar with. All right. We'll start with that. We'll start with you, Bob. What do you think?
That's okay. I get the maltiness right away. A little bit of caramel. I get biscuit hints on the finish. Again, like we said with the other one, there's nothing earth-shattering or fantastic about it, but this is a good beer.
A lot of flavor.
It's well above average. Nothing really makes it stand out, but again, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm going to give this boy a 3.5.
Yeah, I went with 3.5 as well.
Yeah, same. It's super solid Pilsner. I really like it.
Now, I don't know if I'm just being tricked by the name, the glacier, the Alpine Glacier, but when I drink it, it has, you know how like when Gatorade had that like cool taste, like,
yeah.
When you think glacier, it has that
sweetness to it,
that ice flavor. I can't really describe what I'm, but this beer has it where it has like that, it almost seems like it sounds stupid, but like you're drinking cold, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's technically what makes it a lager.
Yeah.
Fermenting it at low temperatures.
Yeah. It has that like, I just think maybe just the name's tricking me, but it has that like ice flavor. Yeah. Like,
no, it's super clean. I could drink a bunch of these.
Yeah, it has a lot of flavor.
This would be a great barbecue beer.
Yep.
Yeah, it stays light, but still drinks with a lot of flavor.
Yeah, it's I like this one a lot, but it's nothing mind-blowing. But
I was torn between a 3.75, 3.5 on this.
Yeah, I'd do like, 3.5. If I had premium, I would do like a 3.6.
I did 3.7.
3.7?
Yeah.
You flexing over here?
Yeah.
All right. All right, I bought this because I know you boys like your Bock. So I got the Butthead Bock by Tommyknocker, and this is a limited edition Prospector series. So if anyone wants to pull that one up, you guys can read it off. I'll get the first pour here.
What's it called again?
The Butthead Bock.
Butthead one or two words?
Butthead two.
Head Biveth.
I knew it was coming. The Butthead Bock. Since I was away, did Butthead's actually one word according on
the, well, on the can it's not, but on tapped it is.
This has 53 check-ins, so this will make your list of under 100. Average is a 3.64, No write-up on this.
Yeah, there's no description. It's a Bock.
Yeah, it's a Bock. Enjoy it. I have not had this one, but that looks like a lager, like a Yingling lager, color-wise.
I mean, that's a Bock. A Bock is just a style of...
A Bock is a lager variant.
Yeah. It's a lager variant.
Any word on what was going on with Yingling and the
that's
bringing back a beer? Did anything ever come of that?
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, they didn't after like the vote. They didn't after like the,
yeah. So I don't know if it's just going to be a surprise.
Maybe.
But if they're going to do it like as a seasonal thing, we'll like figure the Bock would be like what, fall? Is that when it usually came out, like fall, winter?
Wow,
I like it.
It's like a caramel bomb when you first, like you get all that malt and caramel. That's tasty. Now, I've never had Yingling Bock.
Ooh. This doesn't taste like a Yingling Bock.
No.
Yingling Bock's its own monster. Of it. Yeah. It's a very dark Bock.
Yeah, I know. I always remember seeing it being darker. I'm into this a lot.
No, this is it's like the caramel and the sweetness. It's but that malt, like real nice maltiness as well. Like it's, ooh.
Yeah,
I really like this.
This is a banger. Well, Bill, we'll start with you here.
I'm going to go 4.2.
Whoa! Protect the four. You went over. I'm breaking it too. Andrew?
Yeah. I'm going four.
Four?
Yeah.
Bob?
Quattro.
You're going four? I'm going 4.25 as well. This is really, really good.
This would be a fantastic fall beer.
Yeah.
Like sitting around a campfire type,
in front of the fireplace,
or fantastic in any time of year in Colorado.
Because. Yeah, it's winter at night, but it's summer at day.
It gets really fucking cold in the desert too at night.
Oh yeah,
I did not know that.
Oh yeah, the desert gets like super cold. Yeah,
the first time I went to California, I only brought shorts, and my aunt was like, "Only shorts?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, it's California." She said, "No, we're going in here buying jeans."
That's like. When I was in the service, we'd be out at 29 Palms, like even in the middle of July. It'd be like 120 degrees during the day, like road top temperature. It'd still be over 100 in the shade. And at nighttime, it would drop to, you'd think, oh, it's 75 at night. Well, yeah, I mean, but it's 50 degrees colder than another, you know.
Yeah. It's that shock.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I used to work at the Walmart distribution center where I take people on a tour. Like, I go into the negative 20 freezer to show them, like, this is, you're going to work into this.
Yeah.
And they're like, But, like, you'd walk out of the negative 20 into the negative 10, and it feels more, like, you feel slightly warmer. But then you walk into a 33 degree temperature, and it's like, it feels like it's 90 degrees.
Yeah.
It's like my nose hairs were just freezing and now I'm sweating.
Yes. They were, when we walked around California, they were, it was windy and everyone, most of the trip were like, man, it's a little chilly. I thought it was perfect temperature. It was cool. Like it was still short weather for me. But I'll go with a little bit of our leg of our trip here. So we fly to Colorado, then drive Utah, then to San Diego. We pick Austin up and we start our trip with Lost Winds Brewing Company. Artifacts we went to first. Really, really good. I believe we got a flight there. I'm just kind of going off memory. I don't remember every single beer we had, but it was a good brewery. I really enjoyed it. They actually shared us on Instagram. Nice. So thank you to those guys for doing it. Then we went from there to Lost Winds. Lost Winds was really, really cool. The people behind, like the people who were working there, were one of the first breweries we experienced on our trip where they were like super talkative to us. The people who were working there were really, really nice. I had a great conversation with them, bought a hat there just because they really showcased, like, and this isn't a knock to other breweries, but like if your staff is willing to sit and have a conversation with you and it's not very busy, like it wasn't very busy, so they were able to do it. And I got to learn a little bit about the brewery and what they do and how they do things. And I really, really enjoyed their stuff. They unfortunately did not have flights, but they were like, oh, you want it? Like they were, you were able to just kind of hang out there. You were definitely in California because they were like, man, that's radical. That's rad. You know, I was like, oh, here we are. Super cool place. Really like them. They had a few beers that I actually have one of their beers, a lager, for us to try on the Patreon. But they were really cool people. And then we were telling them how we want to go, hopefully try to, I was trying for Pops to swing towards through Anaheim on the way out. But it just unfortunately didn't happen because through Anaheim is Bottle Logic.
Mm.
Were you here when we had the Bottle Logic with Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bottle Logic makes insanely good stouts. Very good stouts. And out here, Bottle Logic stouts go for, people are trading like PS5s for them. they're very, very good. I don't even like stouts, and there hasn't been a Bottle Logic stout I didn't like.
Nice.
Yeah, they're really good. So we were hoping to go there, but we couldn't. They're like, oh, you know about Bottle Logic? I was like, yeah, they're popular in the trade scene, but I'm not looking to trade. I just want to actually try them. She's like, they were just here the other day and gave us a bunch of beers. Do you want a couple? I was like, if you don't mind. And she gave us two Bottle Logics, but they weren't even stouts. They were like IPAs and a sour. I should probably check on that. And and they were really good. But if you guys want to pour the next one and get it ready.
Cool. Yeah, I got it. All right. Next one up, we have the Maple Nut Brown Ale. Oh, shit. We haven't had a brown ale in a long time. This is a style that I feel like underappreciated. Like, I miss the Trogues, like, nut brown ale.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they do that anymore.
I always used to get into the Adnans from England.
Oh, yes, yes. Like the classics. But yeah, like this, an underrepresented style these days. Like, I remember when like craft beer started to like become more of a thing, and like there was a lot more brown ales around.
Amazon just came, got my copy of Mario Tennis.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Well, you got the brown ale going?
Yep.
Yep.
Did you guys read it off yet?
Not yet.
I'm actually gonna hang on to that bock a little bit. That's gonna be my sipper. All right. I believe everyone here. I'll give you a little. I had a big pour last time.
Yeah, we're just saying that like brown ale. You don't see brown ales as often anymore. Like when I first started drinking craft beer, when it started becoming more of a thing, there's a lot more brown ales around. Like you're saying, the Trogues, like Rugged Trail Nut. Well, who's Rugged Trail Nut Brown Ale? Remember? Is that Trogue?
Yeah, I think it was them. Yeah, because that was a seasonal release, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Trogues, Rugged Trail Nut Brown Ale. That was always a really good one. And then the classic, the Newcastle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which we haven't seen Newcastle. We haven't gotten it in a while.
I haven't seen it around.
Really? Because it changed hands. Like, Lagunitas was brewing it instead of it being brewed over
in England.
Over in England, but they were using the same recipe, but people lost their minds about it. Like, it's not the same. Like,
but that's actually a fairly common practice now. If you look at a lot of bottles, they're not really imported. They have contract brewing agreements with people here.
Yep.
Well, yeah. And it makes sense to use Lagunitas because Heineken owns them.
Yeah.
So this is a flavorful brown ale with a touch of pure maple syrup. I hope that maple syrup is not strong. Yeah. So Cheese Fuzz says, what's up, dudes? And he said, because brown ales are booty buns. So I don't think he likes brown ales. this is a 4.5. 27,000 check-ins, average of 3.53. 10 friends have checked this in. So this is a beer that has made its way, I guess, to this side of the country.
You know what? Looking at this, I feel like Weiss had this for a while. It looks very familiar.
And I think we had it, too, at one point.
Andrew, you've actually had this before.
Have I?
You have.
In December 9th, 2016.
All right.
Don't look at what you scored it, though. Are you going to pull up, I guess? Yeah. Let's see if it changes or changes the same. Yeah, I was going to say, you drank this before.
All right. Cool. I gave it a 3.
I looked at him like,
I'm actually gonna up that to 3.75. I really like this. I don't think it's quite a 4, but it's a nice brown ale. Like, it's not like the maple's slightly there, and you get the real nice caramel and the roastiness of the brown ale.
Yeah,
and it's very lagery.
I feel like this is like a Cracker Barrel beer. Like, if you were at a Cracker Barrel, this is what they should serve brown ales.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, that's it. All of them. Yeah, this honey brown.
Dude, honey brown, low-key, one of my favorite beers. I don't care.
I'm gonna go 3.75 on this. I like it. There's the maple syrup is perfect. I don't like maple syrup.
I love maple syrup, but like,
not in my beer.
It's not overpowering. That's my biggest gripe. Any adjunct that goes in it is if it's overpowering and it like takes out anything else of the beer is when I get annoyed by it.
I smother everything in maple syrup. I call maple syrup is like the A1 steak sauce of breakfast. Like, you just pour it on your eggs, on everything.
Now, eggs, I don't know if I about agree with eggs.
I pour it on everything.
But sausage, bacon, scrapple, hell yeah.
Yes. I actually like also my gravy of breakfast is I get over easy and then I break the yolks and just I dip my everything in it.
Oh yeah, I do that too. Yeah, yeah, I,
everyone on the whole trip was grossed out that I was doing that. I'm like, that gives everything. That's
dip my bacon, dip my toast.
Yeah, and then the syrup, the whole of it.
But the syrup, I don't
the thought of drinking syrup grosses me out. But I can put it on all my food.
Like on Super Troopers.
Yes. Like I couldn't
chug the bottle.
Yeah. Or like Bubbles. Bubbles is always drinking on Trailer Park Boys. But yeah, this is a good brown ale. Where was I for Colorado? San Diego area. The only other place we really went to after there was Pizza something. I keep saying Pizza Boy, but it's not Pizza Boy. But that was kind of cool. It was like a pizza shop with beer. The only downside to them is no flights. Had to buy in a full pint. You couldn't get even smaller pours. And they had a lot of like, they reminded me a lot of like what we would get out here. So like very heavily pop culture themed beers. Like they had a really cool Star Wars one where it's I forget what it was named. It was like a Han Solo beer.
Yep.
I was like, man, I want to try that. And like the only way you can get it is if you buy a 4-pack. I'm like, you don't even have it on tap? And they're like, no, we didn't tap it. It's only in can. And I was like, I'm not buying a full, like, you know, I wish I would have had more I can traveled with, but we were so packed on bags. But it was that was the only knock I had for them is they had so much variety, but not enough to try. Like if you're traveling, it was hard to try a bunch of their stuff at one time.
Yeah.
So they kind of flew under my radar because I only got to really try one of their beers. But it was a cool trip. The pizza was decent for being, I guess, West Coast pizza.
Yeah.
It was all right. But I don't know. I think a East Coast snob. I think our pizza is different.
What would you rate it on the Barstool scale?
I'll give that pizza like a 2.75.
Oh wow, that's real bad.
It's not bad. It's edible,
but out of a 10?
Oh, out of 10?
No, you watch pizza reviews.
I'm sorry, I was going. I haven't. Let's see. Like a 4.5.
Okay, that's edible.
It was a step up over Domino's.
Okay.
Yeah. It didn't blow me away. But it was good pizza. I mean, I would have eaten it. And being drunk and leaving two other breweries, it tasted amazing. But I was like, the sauce, it's not the same type of sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking California.
Where else did we go to have? We had pizza somewhere else on our trip. And I was actually like, this is decent pizza. Oh, we did burgers.
This was California?
This was California, okay. Yeah. Somewhere else in the state, we stopped and had pizza, and I was impressed by it. Before the vacation even started, this is hilarious. We get off, we drive into Jersey. And we're like,
barf.
Where can we go just to hang out and get food? And the lady behind the counter is like, you need to go to the, what the hell was the name of it? The club or something, the penthouse or whatever. I don't remember. So we're like, all right, cool. And we pull up and it's just like disco lights and just pumping the newest rap song ever. And we... Me, my dad, and Heidi walk in. I'm wearing a wrestling t-shirt, cut-off jeans, and big-ass shoes. Like, my dad is my dad, and Heidi's just, like, bumming it because we were just, like, just got done driving. And we walk into, like, a club where, like, people, like, are dressed to the nines. Like, everyone's twerking. Like, like, lights going off and all hip-hop music. And the guy looked at us like, what the fuck are you doing here? And we're like... This is where our shuttle took us. We go in there, we go to the bar.
You didn't log a beer from it.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, it was one of my first one of the trip. I logged two of them actually. But it was I forget what the name of it was, but it was fucking hilarious. We definitely did not. We stood out. Like people came and sat in the bar next to us and were like, fuck are you doing here? And I was like, I'm eating.
Where's your velvet blazer?
No, it wasn't even velvet blazer. It was a hip hop club.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just saying it was funny.
It was really, really funny. And then I was like, can you put the hockey game on? And they're like, yeah, no problem. So they put the hockey game on, but right above the TV was a red strobe light. So like they would take a shot and the red strobe light would go off. And I'm like, fuck. Cause I was like, I thought someone scored, but they didn't. I was like, it is so stressful watching a hockey game in a club that has a red light above the TV.
Oh man. That's awesome.
I forget where it was. But it was really, really funny. But that was our first stop of the trip was that place. I got a steak I got a surf and turf in this, in a club. It was actually pretty good. They made fun of me the whole time. Like, you got a steak in Jersey? I'm like, leave me alone.
Made a sewer rat.
Yeah. The beer you are guys are like, what the fuck are you doing there? Or the beer you are like, what the fuck are you doing there? And I'm like, this is where we were told to go by our hotel. But it was a trip.
Nice.
All right, what are we cracking here? This one.
All right.
This is their beer. This
I
is the
like
one
I may have had this.
This before. Has traveled here. Yes.
Blood Orange IPA from Tommyknocker. I'm gonna read the little back of the thing here because it's kind of cool. So Tommyknocker slipped into the mining camps of the Idaho Springs in the 1800s with the discovery of gold in our mountains and streams. These mischievous elves, though hardly ever seen, were often heard singing and working. They guided many fortunate miners from harm's way and to the gold they sought. It sounds more of a gnome thing than an elf thing.
Yes.
And he looks more like a gnome.
Yes. So
fuck gnome.
I think the whole thing with the leprechaun and stuff is like when you hear them, it's probably a good sign or they're helping you or it's lucky. But there's 16,000 check-ins for this, averages of 375.
Ooh, that's got some... Like, as soon as I cracked that can, I smelled that blood orange.
Yeah, this is a real... I really enjoyed this beer. I'm not going
to
lie.
It's got a bit of capsaicin to it, too.
Yeah. The only other blood orange I can really compare this to is Flying Dogs, Raging Bitch.
Yeah.
That's like a really popular blood orange beer. But this does travel here. But this
you
is
know what? There is actually a brewery that reminds me... They're in Maryland that remind... I cannot think of the name of it. We had it in Harper's Ferry the one time in West Virginia that... It was a similar theme brewery, but it's from that area. I cannot remember what the hell it's called. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah. So this is an Indian Pale Ale brewed with Citra, Summit, Mandarin, and Bavara, Mosaic, and Cynic hops, and Blood Orange Peels. I won't tell you what I scored it, but spoiler alert, I really like this beer. But this does come to our area. You can't. I believe when I seen this, it may actually be at the... The craft house, the craft house, like very recently, it was just there.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I remember putting it out not too long ago.
Yeah. This is a beer that if you see it, I would say if you see it in the area, get it. It is something that you can get locally, especially in mine.
I have had this.
Yes. Yeah. This travels, and it's crazy because this is just a little tiny brew pub with tanks inside of it. Like they don't have secondary locations.
I had it was a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, they travel very well. This is a pretty fun brewery.
Well, that's my desk in my room, so I bought it somewhere around here.
Yeah. What did you score it then?
I gave it a 4.
There you go.
I don't know if I'm going to give it a 4 now, though.
Really?
Like, it's good.
I really like this.
The blood orange, it nails the blood orange, though. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you've ever, have you had blood oranges? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're almost like grapefruity.
It's, yeah, I love grapefruit. Yeah.
And like it nails the blood orange flavor.
Yeah. I gave this a 4 or 5. I would drink these all day. If I came across these locally, I would buy them.
I give it a 3.95. So I'm not going to change my score.
3.95. Cheesefoot, if you're still hanging out, what are you drinking today, brother?
I'm going to go 3.38.
3.8. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm really pumping them up here. I like their cans.
Actually, I'm going to go down to 3.75. My current tastes. I don't think it's a 4.
I like it, but I don't really like grapefruit. I always think I'm gonna like grapefruit, and then forget that I don't like.
It definitely has that like,
so like because it's reminding me a little of grapefruit. That's why.
Yeah, I think I have.
It smells fantastic. Yeah. Holy shit.
I think I have rose colored glasses on because I was actually there. I think that's definitely what's happening to me. But I really like it.
I like it too. I'm going with a 4 on this one. Like Andy said, the blood orange is nailed. Just the right amount of hops bitter on the back end. That's pretty smooth. This is a tasty beer. I like it.
All right. I won't go through the whole trip in every brewery, but I will say this real quick before we get through. I got to experience the Ellis Island Brewery in Vegas. That was $2.75 a beer in Vegas, which I was like, can we stay here all day? Did not know leaving that place that if when you leave Ellis Island Brewers Company and Hotel and you look towards like you go to the corner and the left is like the Flamingo, that's the corner Tupac was killed.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's where the Tupac shooting happened. I did not know that until after we left.
Allegedly happened.
We didn't really do anything else in Vegas. I know there's a few other breweries there. I had Sin City when I was there last time. I wasn't impressed. The other brewery that's on Fremont Street, we didn't have time to do. And it was this place where when you went in, you couldn't do a flight. And it was like, you had to sit in a like, just because COVID, it made it very challenging. Utah. I'm trying to remember. Moab, we went to Moab Brewing. That was fun. But for Colorado, I think the highlight of the entire trip was Left Hand Brewing Company. We came in. We were the first ones there. We were hanging out. The bartender came over. She's like, "What do you think?" I said, "Listen, I do a beer podcast, and I think some of these beers are really, really good. I like it. I've had Left Hand before." Then she came over. Then the other bartender came over because he's like, "I love podcasts." So I have his information. I just didn't get to add him yet. So if you're listening, I didn't forget about you. I just have to go because we're still unpacking, and Heidi took his information and put it in one of her purses. But he wants to come on the show and drink Left Hand beers with us because he works there. And because that's another brewery too. When you work there, and they have like four buildings. Like they have their brewery, then across the street they have another building, then down the street they have another one. So they have expanded tremendously, and they do very, very well.
I have a friend who used to work there, and like she worked in like their chemistry.
Yeah, but they do the same thing kind of like Brew Daddy did. Remember when Brew Daddy's servers were like, "Hey, they bring us in and they let us brew a beer."
Yeah,
like, and then we name it our beer.
That's cool.
They do the same thing with their staff there.
Nice.
So I was like, "That's cool." And they came out. They brought us this barrel age that doesn't even really exist, or like they don't serve to people. And they're like, "Try this and try that, and if you like this, you'll like that." And they just kept bringing us beers.
That's awesome.
They were so nice to us, and I became a big fan of what they do and what they stand for, and I learned a lot about their brewery. I don't want to go too much into it because we're going to have him come on, and he'll tell more of the story of the name and how it came about. But I did buy a hat when I was there, and it's like a corduroy hat, but it has the hand with the Colorado logo on it.
Nice.
And then I added I have your stuff too, remind me.
Oh, cool.
When the show's over. But we went to the heavy metal bar.
Yeah.
Not as impressed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You said it was like a Starbucks.
It was a Starbucks with black walls. It was, I was going in like thinking, "Oh, they're going to be blasting heavy metal music. I'm going to love this." And I came in and there was only one dude in the whole place that looked like he was into heavy metal. And he like long hairy, the defined jaw. Like he looked like he was a front man of a band. He looked fucking up. I kept staring at him and he kept like looking at me like, "I'll fucking kill you." And I was like, "No, I just like the way you look." Like, you look like a wrestler. It was so cool looking. But like everyone's kind of working off laptops and the music was almost mute.
Yeah.
And then
they need to be there on a Friday or Saturday night or something.
For everyone that told me, they said if you go later at night, they crank the music up. And there's a pawn shop next door. Thrift store is even a negative term. I learned. It was a thrift store. And I went in next door and I bought a bunch of stuff. Heidi bought stuff too. And I wanted to buy a hat. It said, "This butt's for you, Budweiser." And it was all like the butts, but it was embroidered.
Oh,
and Heidi was like, "You're not fucking buying that." And I was like, "I want it. I want it so bad." But she did not buy it for me, which I was pissed off about. But I got a bunch of patches. I got a Rocky Horror, a Motley Crue, and a Van Halen patch.
Nice.
To put on my jackets. But yeah, the heavy metal bar, the beer was good. No flights, you only can try so many. They have little smaller pours, but I was kind of hoping to have a little more music and a little more atmosphere, but it was fun. I just a little let down. But the horror bar was fun.
Was it?
Yeah, that was really cool. They have like a bunch of TV screens, and then later on at night at like 8 o'clock, they turn all the lights off in the place and they project an old school horror movie on the wall.
Awesome.
And everyone just hangs out there.
That's really fucking cool.
We got to meet a girl from that was on the TV show Haunted on Netflix, and she told her like ghost story. And then the only reason we met her, she's like, "Yo, we're going to this place in Pennsylvania called the Mahoning Drive-In, and we're going to go see movies there." Because me and my boyfriend are really, really into horror movies. And we were told that like that one of the coolest places to go in Pennsylvania is that drive-in. And I was like, "We're from there." And that's like right by us.
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes away.
Yeah, like 45 minutes at most.
Yep.
I told her, if you make a weekend out of it, we will fucking hang out with you. We'll take you, like, you go to the drive-in on a Friday or Saturday, and we'll chill with you, and we'll take you around, go see a band. Like, we'll make an experience for you. Like, we'll even have a horror movie night or a game night or something. Like, so she's from Colorado, and she's probably gonna come do a podcast with us.
Nice.
Yeah, she's super cool. But she was on the show Haunted.
I wonder if she's going to the Joe Bob Extravaganza.
Probably.
Yeah, they have Joe Bob
one that was like the last drive-in on Shudder. He used to do Monster Vision on TNT. Back in their like early 90s, he's like the horror dude.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like it was always so cool. Like that's how I like grew up on horror.
Mm-hmm.
But like they announced tickets too soon or too when they announced tickets for his thing in the Mahoning Drive-In, it was like I'm like, fuck, I don't have any money.
Yeah. Yeah, but they haven't picked out their date yet, but they said as soon as they do, I said hit me up and we'll hang out. We'll
it
definitely
show
around.
It all depends on when it is, cuz like end of August is Camp Blood. Usually two there.
You know, I messed up the mall. Remember the 24, like the Dusk Till Dawn?
Yep.
Where you went in at 7 o'clock at night and left at 7 in the morning? I want to do a, like, it's hard to do in a house, but I want to do, like, a Dusk Till Dawn at, like, in a party at a house.
Oh, no, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I have a projector, like, that we can, like, hook an Apple TV or
dude,
whatever.
Dude, we could fucking project to the side of your house.
Yeah. I thought about that, but I don't know how well it'll work.
And put tents in your yard.
We could try it.
I'll come over one night and bring the projector
we'll play
and
we'll
with
just
try it out.
Rich and I actually were talking. I'm like, shit, I was looking at our yard. I'm
or
like,
even
fuck,
hook
I wish we get
like
a screen.
Or even hook up like a Twitch and play Mario Kart. Or
dude, we went to Tyler Smarr puts a projector on the side of his house and he lives out in the middle of nowhere in hometown. And we were out there playing NHL hockey in his yard. It was nice. Awesome. But yeah.
No, that's actually something I was thinking about. I'm like, fuck, we're starting to like get our yard together and shit. I'm like, fuck, it'd be cool to do like a movie out here.
Yeah, looks like a good time. Let's get our last beer done here, and then we'll jump into the Patreon so we can get that recorded and get you guys out of here. If you are hanging out later, if you want to go home and come back, we are doing the AEW pay-per-view tonight if you want to hang out. But this last one is the Pils-Asad?
Palisade.
Thank you. Peachwood Peachwood Cream Ale. So this
ooh,
is
a
cream ale with peaches. Or is it?
Well, you said peach wood. That's different.
Peach
than
wood,
peaches.
Yes. Peach wood.
It's like a fucking Chardonnay.
I just seen peach and I was like, this is fucking going to be awesome. It's a peach cream ale. I always wanted a peach cream ale. The North Brewing Company said they might make us a peach cream ale. And the North Brewing Company is coming to Brewfest.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're still debating if we're going to do a tent that day or if we're just going to go around and enjoy the event.
I think we should just go around and join.
I think so too, and just hand stickers out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they pick a date for
them? July 31st.
July
31st. Yeah. July. The tickets go on sale June 4th.
Yeah, I think that's a good move. I think maybe we just kind of walk around as a group and go explore stuff, and then we can come talk about it later.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Maybe the following year when we have more time to prep, we can do a table again. Or maybe if we grow more, we can do a table. But I like the idea of walking around and enjoying
it. Yeah, I think just experiencing it, and then we can have a show about it.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do, like, little clips.
Yeah.
Like, we can do just, like, mobile clips and throw them together or something.
I could probably ask Nikolai to come around and like film or take photos with us because that's what we did last time. It was really fun. But yeah, I'm getting stickers made where it's going to be our logos. And then on the bottom of the logo, it's going to be like, follow us at, and then we're going to add all the social media tags. Because when I was on the road, I was like, man, I wish I had a set of stickers with me to give to people. But as well, like the Route 66 signs and stuff, people were like tagging with stickers.
Yeah.
But like you look at a sticker and it's like, Pete's this. And you're like, what the fuck does Pete do? You have no idea. But if it said, like, follow us on social media, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go search that. So it kind of draws your eye to it more if you've seen, like, a Twitter logo or something. So I'm going to make stickers like that to get them out there to tag everywhere. But this is the cream ale peach wood. We'll start with you, Bob. What do you think here?
It does have a little bit of peachy hint to it. But, yeah. I mean, that's not peach. That's a solid cream ale.
Yeah. So there's not one peach used in this. This is literally just the wood. This is just aged in the barrels.
Like they have wood chips in or
yeah, like the barrels they soak it in.
But that's it. Gives it that peach flavor. Some of the oil still leach. I mean, It's got peachy hints. Anybody who's expecting a real peach, you're going to be disappointed. But this isn't bad.
Yeah.
There's that. You can taste that woodiness to it too. But mm-hmm. I've never had anything in peach wood, so it's kind of weird.
I'd probably give this a 3.8 or a 3.9.
Yeah, I fell in love with this beer. This is a 4.25 for me. This was excellent. I thought this was really cool. The fact that it had that strong a peach flavor, and there's not one actual peach used in it, I thought was pretty impressive.
I go 3.5. There's a little bit of weirdness to the wood, I think. Like it's I don't know how to describe it. I want to say like meaty.
Yeah, I still want a cream ale with actual peaches, though. I want to find that beer. I want that beer to exist in my life.
We'll find it.
I fall in love with the cream ale. So it's those upstate New York boys got me.
I almost bought a case of Jenny cream ale because I was looking for cheap stuff for a cookout.
You can't go wrong with a cream ale.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I really want it sitting in my fridge that long, though?
Well, yeah. I've a 30 pack. I mean, you're not going to run through that in a day.
That's my problem, like drinking at home. Like if I have like normal beers in the fridge, like I don't go out of my way to drink them.
Yeah.
But if I have like good beers in the fridge, I'm plowing them down every night.
Crushing them.
I just can't help it.
Well, let's start the party here. Beer of the night. I'll start with you, Bill.
Oh boy.
No pressure. Nope. Oh, my phone just died.
None at all. I'm going to go with the Bock.
The Bock was really good. This is tough for me because the ones I had on my taster, some of them I didn't have until just right now. And the Bock is one of them, and it really impressed me. I'm still sipping on it. Go ahead, Bob.
I was pretty fond of the Bock, too, but I think Mr. Blood Orange is my pick of the night.
Andrew.
Mr. Bock.
Yingling, bring back the Bock. Butthead wins it tonight for the beer of the night, the Prospector Limited Edition Series for the Bock Tommyknockers. Let's go runner up. I'll go first because I went last. I will go with the shocking. I really, 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 really like the Blood Orange IPA. But as a shocker to me, I really like the brown ale.
You know what? I can support that.
I always don't go for my pick with which I scored the highest. My highest scored beer was the Blood Orange and then the Peach. But for me, these are two beers that I didn't have before I was there, and they're styles that I usually don't go to, and they did a really good job on.
Yeah, I can support the brown ale, actually. Yeah.
Bill?
In between a brown ale and the peach wood.
Peach wood's fantastic, too. Spoiler alert, that might be my third place.
I'll go with the brown ale.
Brown ale?
Yeah.
Bob, are you going brown ale? Are you going to race a pick, or are you just going to stick with us?
I don't know. they were both good. To be honest, I think I like the cream ale better. I don't mind being the odd man out.
All right, there you go. Well, the brown ale, you can keep the peach out there for, that's my third place pick.
Yeah, third.
Yeah, why not?
All right, peach gets third. So the Bock brown ale and cream ale, peach wood, is our beers of the night. Overall presentation, it's hard to pick the overall because they're all...
Yeah.
I will say this.
I do like their logo. They're gnomish looking dude.
Is the Bock can is really the only difference.
There is a rip to unzip on each can. I've been curious the whole time to look at what it does. So I guess if you're someone who keeps labels, you can open it and keep your label. So that's kind of cool if you're into that. It has a little rip to unzip and you can keep your label, which is fun. There it is. It's not a sticker, it's just like a piece of plastic, but you can throw the can out.
I could wear it as like an armband.
An armband, yeah. Yeah. It could be your...
You can build and make a bracer out of it.
Yeah, like a sweatband.
Yeah. I will
or
say
if
this.
If you want to drink another beer, like a Miller Lite or something, and throw this around.
You pretend you're
pretend you're drinking a good beer.
Yep.
I will say this. Overall presentation, the brewery, I love your cans. I think they're very colorful, vibrant. I think if they're on a shelf, they're going to stand out. I really enjoy your logo. I love the Tommyknocker with the little miner hat. I think he stands out. I think it's simple. I think it's clean. It's a logo you can throw in any color scheme, embroider. It's just nice. I like it a lot. Like I said, your brew house is beautiful. The outside seating thing was cool, where it looked like a little mining town with a little cool. tents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it, the fact that it travels all the way to Pennsylvania here is super cool. Definitely keep an eye on it. If you go to the, if you go to any place, be like, hey, can you guys get Tommyknocker? I'm sure they can find a way to do it. Shangy's, I guess,
probably
finds a way to get it.
I'm sure that's probably who we get it off of.
Anything in closing? What do you got?
A little bit of local brew news that I didn't see mentioned anywhere else. I feel bad now because I don't remember the name, but somewhere here in the relatively short-term future, there's supposed to be a microbrewery opening in Jim Thorpe.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah? Oh, my God. That's what that town needs, some breweries.
Yeah.
And the old Red Castle Brewery, Cave Brewing from Bethlehem. I don't know if they bought it or they lease it or whatever, but that's going to be there. Supposedly, it already is. If I wouldn't have been here for the show today, I was actually going to go and check that out.
Okay.
But that's supposedly Cave Brewing's new tap room.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool. That's a cool building, too.
I think Wolf just opened up, too, didn't they?
Yep. Yeah. I was going to go last.
Yeah, that's what, down in
Sunday.
Mechanicsburg, yeah. I think it is.
Next Sunday.
I was thinking about it.
Let's do that next Sunday. Let's go to Wolf. You guys down on that?
Can probably do that.
Yeah.
Let's see?
I don't think I'm doing. I can't check my phone. It's dead. I know you wanted to bring something up here for the end. You kind of talked about it in the chat. You probably know more about it than I do. But while we were off, some beer news on Instagram. A person came out and she was talking about people telling their stories of
about
women being treated poorly in the beer world.
Yeah, just that they. She had just made kind of like an offhanded post on her account about how she was treated. I think she worked for BrewDog. They were opening a new location, and she was overseeing the build of the new brew house.
Can you give me a charger?
And they, when she came back after all the COVID stuff and everything started up, like the way that the people that were hooking everything up were treating her as like a head brewer, where they were making her kind of justify why she has the job versus. So then she posted about it, and then a bunch of female brewers and people that worked at breweries that were female had started to post about how they were treated by like management and the other brewers.
That the women aren't being treated on the same level as like, the men when it comes to, like, I can brew beer too. Yeah. And
when they go to like to conferences for whatever, like they have to justify why they're there and why they're brewers, and the men is just like, they don't have to. They just talk to each other, and they don't have to answer questions or anything. So
bitch, I like beer.
Yeah.
It's
like, but
there was a lot of fallout about that.
Yeah, that exploded.
Like
fucking tired hands got dragged through the cold.
And
I fucking their beers are good, but that place is so pretentious as fuck.
I thought that guy is gone now.
Yeah, apparently
he stepped away.
And that guy stepped away. He was a huge fucking scumbag anyway.
And really? Like he apologized without apologizing.
Yeah, it was like a backhanded apology.
And then
then stepped away from everything.
Didn't Evil Genius get in trouble too?
Evil Genius was called out too. I don't think the one co-owner stepped away, but he did step away from like the Beers of Philly group that they have. I guess he stepped away from being head of that, and then so it's just like there are a lot of good beers out there that brewed by women.
Look at Reading fucking stouts.
Yep. Yeah, well that's very because if you watch the Port in PA documentary, they talk about how the husband opened a winery and she wanted to open up a brewery.
Yeah,
so that's like the opposite of what you would think. Mm-hmm. Like you would think that
Just let's break these norms. You know what I mean? Like, who cares about gender or fucking race? Oh, when I say don't care, I'm not saying ignore the issues. But like, everyone has a fucking shake at this. Like, we were talking to Harris family, and they're like, because we're black, they don't think we want to make good like beers like everybody else. They think we only want one style, or like we don't get taken seriously. And I just think those norms are fucking stupid. Like, everyone has a seat at the table, and let's have some fun here. If you're a woman and you're a brewery, oh, you make great beer, fucking awesome.
Like, I don't give a fuck if you are not a human and you make good beer. Like, bring it on.
Yeah, we want
some weird like fucking war person. Like, hey, do it, man.
Yeah, or like a robot.
Yeah, I don't know about robot.
That's just
I don't trust the robots.
No?
Do you want Terminators?
That's how you get Terminators.
That's how, that is how you get Terminators.
they lure you in with the beer, and then they murder you.
I will say this. I will make this clear. Here at Bangin' Beers Podcast, all races, creeds, sexual orientations, genders are all welcome here on our podcast. You make good beer, man, we'll drink it.
Unless you're from Shenandoah.
Yeah. Unless you're from Shenandoah.
No, I'm just kidding.
You just stick the pierogies and shut the fuck up.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
And kielbasa.
I'm townist.
There isn't one in, I think, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, that is female-owned, operated, and it looks pretty neat. It's like a...
Which one?
I think it's called Lost Boardwalk. So
been there.
Yeah.
It just I mean, a part of, and I know like the one side of the spectrum is like, oh, here's another fucking cancel culture. Like, no, like this stuff needs to be brought
this
to
is
the
not
limelight.
Being a dick. No. Yeah. Like, there's difference between cancel culture and just being a shitty person.
It's the fact that, like, there's plenty of beers you probably drank that were brewed by a female and you don't know it.
Yeah.
And
you didn't grow tits.
Yeah.
What? Oh, man. That'd be awesome.
This was made by a girl.
Get it out of my fridge.
It's got cooties.
Yeah. But, like, that, because like I know Ouzel Finch has a lot of female brewers, and they actually put the names of who brewed the beer on the can.
Yeah, everyone has a seat at the table.
Yeah,
everyone has a seat at the table. I don't care. Like everyone can make beers. You know what I mean? Like, well, I can't make beers.
And there was a list I found of like the top 10 female friendly breweries, basically. Yeah. And I know Trogs was on there.
I will say this, even though I said they're a Starbucks of Black Walls, one of the coolest things I did see about Thrive? Am I saying it right? Or Thrive? I don't know. It's missing the eye. That brewery, when you go to the bathroom, both bathrooms are, there's no gender. You can go to either one. But they're like, hey, keep it fucking clean. Don't be an asshole. And also, if you're uncomfortable by any reasons, male, female, gay, straight, anything, they have these slips in there. And what you do is you pull the tab out and you kind of like give it to your server, and they'll keep an eye on what's going on. So if you don't feel safe in their environment, they'll watch what's happening. And if someone's making you feel uncomfortable or being rude or fucking standing out or making you feel like you don't belong there, they'll fucking boot them. Like, get the fuck out of here. We're not having it. But the fact that we even have those in bathrooms is sad. You know what I mean? Like, if you go to a brewery, when you walk into that place, like, as a craft beer fan, or like, I kind of look at it like a pro wrestling fan. Like, when you walk into a room, enjoy what's being presented to you. Like, it's a craft. It's an art form. It's something everyone should enjoy. And there's different styles and versions of everything that you're going to enjoy when you get there. You're not a fan of gimmicky stuff? Cool. Here's a purist, or here's a lager. Here's a sour. Everything is there for somebody. And you don't have to hate on one thing to enjoy another. Just use it as a platform to put your differences aside or learn about each other and enjoy a beer is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Beer brings people together. Well, it should bring people together.
Yeah. And it's funny that we said like pro wrestling should bring people together. Beer brings people. Everything can bring people together. Just have a fucking conversation with one another.
To be honest, so I think the biggest issue behind that is no matter what they are, don't be a dick to your employees.
Yeah. Treat your people good.
What was cool about that, especially like on the breweries and PA group where that was all brought up into too, is that like so many people that worked for breweries had very high things to say for the breweries that they worked at, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like Trogs, like...
Yeah. Well, like a lot of their departments are headed by females. Like all of their can art is done by a female. Mm-hmm. Like...
Who, Trogs?
Yeah.
Every single time something negative comes out, Trogs is like, we're the shit.
Yeah.
I fucking love you, Trogs. Yeah. Like, you can't, there's nothing you can say. Like, Trogs should be international. I just, the way they conduct themselves, the way they do beer. If something bad comes out, I'll be heartbroken.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll happen, though.
No, I don't think so either.
It's just even like the environment there, even is like, the only bad thing was when we went to throw axes.
Oh, yeah.
Zach's birthday.
Yeah. It might be different now that the restrictions are moved, but like, it was like, you couldn't reserve a table unless you were within a mile of the brewery.
Oh, really?
So, like, they have an app to do it, but then it was like an hour and a half wait.
But we have like an hour drive.
Yeah.
So, if they would have let us.
Yeah, we tried to book the table like when we left, and it was like, yeah. And then we got there and just tried to roll the dice, and it was like, nah.
Yeah.
If you're just going to throw axes, the Medusa Meadery in Lancaster has axe throwing lanes, too.
Oh, nice.
Hi, mail came.
And that's right across the street from the fridge, which is a really cool beer bar.
And unbagging.
Unbagging. Impromptu unbagging.
Impromptu.
Fright rag.
Fright rags unbagging.
This is my shirt. Here it is. New t-shirt. Night of the Living Dead, baby.
Nice.
Did you see that? I know this is not beer, but we'll talk about it on the Patreon. But so just give you guys a hit. Oh, boy. Masks? Oh, Trick or Treat Studios. That's kind of cool. Oh, we got a different sticker.
Shocker. Nice.
I always get the same Halloween sticker every time.
No, I have like a pile of stickers.
It's because you order. Here's your candy, Heidi. Your toxic waste. All right, sorry. But we're going to talk about it on the Patreon. If you haven't watched it, you can check it out. But we're going to the new Army of the Dead. Did you see it yet?
I didn't watch it yet.
I'll talk a little bit, but I won't spoil it. But yeah, we'll shit a little bit on the Patreon. Anything you want to plug?
Not at the moment. No, I'm good to go.
Nope. Just check out the rest of the network, IWP Network. Our brand new podcast in the network, Welcome Back. Have you got you listened to their episode yet?
I didn't get to listen yet.
Fuck, the good times are good dudes. Check out the new episode, the new podcast. Welcome back. Show them some love. They just hit 300 people on Facebook. So if you can go over there and give them some love, that'd be great. Jen, that helps us out with the podcast, started a page. She's gonna start showing some more love to the local band scene. She's calling like the 570 bands.
Yep.
So she's trying to find a bunch of bands that she's into and show them love and just be supportive. We need more people like that and more people who are willing to go out of their way, even if they're not a musician or they're into that scene, but they just want to be a fan of it. More people like that should be showcased and be honored and be accepted, because they're the people who get your bands going. You know what I mean? Like Crowbot had someone who went to a show, filmed it and sent it to somebody else. And that's how they got seen. You know what I mean? Like we need to showcase people who are willing to go out there and show passion and love to the things that they care about. And Jen's a great example of that. So if you can go show her page some love, we did share that on our social medias. That'd be amazing. That's all I got. Bangin' Beers podcast. We're out of here. We're going to go record the Patreon. We'll talk to you guys later. Here is some Faith in Exile for our way out.
And happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
I want to see what country it is.